From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says youth pledge must become guide for Indonesian nation. Indonesia extends gas exports to Singapore until 2028. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo stated that the 94th anniversary of Youth Pledge Day in 2022 must become a guide for Indonesian nation today. He also affirmed on the official Instagram account, as monitored in Jakarta on Friday, that the development of physical and digital connectivity across various regions is to strengthen unity and progress of Indonesian nation. The Youth Pledge was the decision of the Indonesian youth on October 28, 1928, during the Dutch colonial time. At that time, they made a pledge to have only one country and one nation, Indonesia, and one language, Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali, during the 2022 Youth Pledge Day commemoration on Friday, urged the Indonesian youths to develop existing potential to help advance the nation. Representing President Joko Widodo, Minister Zainuddin Amali officially inaugurated the main event of the 94th Youth Pledge Day commemoration with Governor of East Kalimantan Isran Nur at the site of Indonesia's future capital, Nusantara, in North Penajem Pasar District, East Kalimantan Province. He also remarked that the Youth Pledge Day holds a significant meaning for Indonesian youths by raising the theme of United to Build the Nation. This commemoration is a momentum to raise joint spirit to develop the nation. The Indonesian government plans to extend the gas sales contract to Singapore. Minister of Energy Arifin Tasrif said that the current contract will expire in 2023 and the government plans to extend it until 2028. He told reporters at the Energy Ministry's complex on Friday that this contract extension is carried out because Singapore still needs gas supplies from Indonesia. Meanwhile, Indonesia exported liquefied natural gas or LNG to several countries. For the upstream LNG segment, China was the largest importer, followed by South Korea and Japan. In the downstream sector of LNG, Japan, South Korea, and Taipei are the main destinations. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wishes to extend the grain agreement with Ukraine and Russia and emphasizes that it will improve food security around the world. UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said in a statement on Friday, the Secretary General expresses his unwavering commitment and strong support to the renewal and full implementation of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Also, for the full implementation of agreements signed with the Russian Federation. Both agreements aim to ensure that grain and fertilizers from Ukraine and the Russian Federation reach global markets at the speed and price needed to avert a global food crisis and ensure food security. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Egypt, Cambodia, and Indonesia to attend a series of global dialogues starting on November the 11th. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said in a statement on Friday that on November the 11th, President Joe Biden will attend the 27th Conference of the Partners to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. President Biden will then visit Phnom Penh, Cambodia from November the 12th and 13th for the U.S.-ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. From November 13th until 16th, he will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit in Bali, Indonesia. President Biden will address a variety of global issues during the events, including climate change, the conflict in Ukraine, and food security. An explosion has occurred at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul, resulting in the injury of at least 7 people, media report. The blast took place on Friday during prayers at the Sheikh Mohammad Rouhani Mosque, and earlier this month, 4 people died and 25 others were injured in an explosion that occurred inside a mosque of the Afghan Interior Ministry in Kabul during prayers. At the end of September, an explosion of an education center in the Afghan capital left 40 deaths, while more than 80 people were injured, according to the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner highlighting stimulating visits of Namibian tourists, Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek holds travel agency business meeting. The Indonesian Embassy Windhoek in Namibia held a business meeting between Indonesian and Namibia travel agency companies. The meeting was virtually held on Monday and attended by 3 Namibian travel agents, namely Trip Travel, Rani's Travel, and Satguru Travel and Tours, as well as 7 travel agents from Indonesia, namely KBA Tours, Bara Tours, BMW Tours, Pacific World Nusantara, Melali Bali DMC, Joy Indonesia, and Wita Tours. Head of Information and Sociocultural Function of the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek, Ari, explained the business meeting between Indonesia and Namibia travel agents aim at facilitating business cooperation and promote Indonesia's leading destinations, as well as conveying the latest immigration regulation of the government of Indonesia, which is expected to boost foreign tourist visits to Indonesia. Both Indonesia and Namibia consider the tourism sector is important because of their contribution on job creation and local and national revenue sources. The business meeting was attended by chairperson of Namibia ANTA Travel Agency Association and the chairperson of the Regional Leadership Council of the Association of Indonesian Travel Company, ASITA Bali. Both parties welcomed the business meeting organized by the Indonesian Embassy for bridging communication and opening up business opportunities. Chairman of the ASITA Bali Regional Leadership Council, Iputu Winastra, pointed out that the business meeting is an opportunity to increase the tourism business in Bali. He also affirmed that the business meeting with the Namibian travel agents is a great opportunity for Bali tourism actors to expand the target market. ASITA invites Namibian tourism agents to take part in the Bali and Beyond Travel Fair in 2023. Moreover, one of the Indonesian travel agent entrepreneurs from KBA Tour, Iketut Sujata, revealed the business meeting is a good opportunity for his company to find work partners in Namibia, because so far, travel agents from Indonesia have usually worked with travel agents from South Africa. Since the implementation of the latest immigration policy that allows the Indonesian representative to issue a visit visa on September 3, 2022, the Indonesian embassy has issued 5 visit visa. Jackie from Trip Travel also welcomed the new policy since after the COVID-19 pandemic and the high cost of issuing e-visa for tourists from Namibia, many potential tourists had to cancel their vacation to Indonesia, even though Indonesia is the third favorite holiday destination for Namibian tourists after Mauritius and Thailand. Jackie hopes the new immigration policy will bring more tourists from Namibia to Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 29, 1923, when Turkey was declared a republic. On October 29, 1923, the Turkish parliament declared Turkey a republic and elected Mustafa Kemal Atatürk as the first president of the Republic of Turkey. This Republic Day celebration is an important and historic holiday and is commemorated with major celebrations, including a military parade. Now we move to an event on October 29, 1960, when Muhammad Ali won his first professional match. Muhammad Ali is a boxer born in Louisville, Kentucky, United States. After winning the light heavyweight gold medal at the 1960 Olympics in Rome, Muhammad Ali fought in the professional ring. On October 29, 1960, Muhammad Ali, who still bears his first name Cassius Clay, won his first professional match. He won 6 rounds over boxer Tony Hunsaker. At that time, Cassius Clay was 18 years old. After winning in his professional debut match, Cassius Clay continued to win until he finally managed to challenge the heavyweight world champion, who was then in the hands of Sonny Liston. After embracing Islam, his name changed to Muhammad Ali. We end today in history with an event on October 29 about World Stroke Day. World Stroke Day was established at the 2004 World Stroke Congress in Vancouver, Canada. However, the warning was only announced by Vladimir Hachinsky, a Canadian clinical neurologist, in 2006. World Stroke Day was commemorated for the first time by the World Stroke Organization on October 29, 2006, the same year the World Stroke Organization was formed. World Stroke Day aims to increase public awareness of the importance of preventing and treating stroke. The World Stroke Organization has set Save Precious Time as the theme for World Stroke Day 2022. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Neng stasiun balapan, kau solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku.
Nalika. pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Trade Expo Indonesia produces memorandum of understanding with Penang entrepreneurs. The 37th Trade Expo Indonesia, TEI, at ICE Bumi Serpong Damai Tangerang Banten resulted in a Memorandum of Understanding and Business Exploration between Indonesian Entrepreneurs and Penang, Malaysia. Coordinator of the Economic Function of the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Penang, Kiki Cahyokus Prabowo, conveyed it on Friday, October the 28th, escorted by Antara. He said the MOU of cooperation that had been signed are between Indonesian entrepreneurs and Hijrah Water and Gelora Waka Foundation. In addition, Fairtrade has conducted a business exploration to import 300 metric tons of cocoa powder from Indonesia. According to him, Fairtrade will participate in a field visit program to Banyuwangi, East Java, to review coffee plantation and management. This program is intended for serious buyers for coffee commodities. A business meeting with Penang businessmen was also held by the Aceh Province Trade and Industry Office, the Yogyakarta Special Region Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and PT Danora Cocoa. The Indonesian Consulate General in Penang has been raising funds, providing registration services to assisting participants from Penang during the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia event from October 17 to 23rd. Participants from Penang consisted of delegates from the Malaysian Malay Traders and Entrepreneurs Association or Perda Sama, Penang Halal International, some companies like Fairtrade, Sulwah and Sunshine Wholesale Mart. Kiki Cahyokus Prabowo added that the meeting outside the Trade Expo Indonesia was also held by Penang Halal International and the National Committee for Sharia Economics and Finance, and they exchanged information about their respective duties and function and discussed opportunities for cooperation, including the health tourism sector and the promotion of the halal industry. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Mengingat semua yang telah terjadi.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Waterfall of Cipanas Nagrak, West Java. Listener, Bandung Regency is not only well known as a fashion city, but also as a repository of beautiful natural tourism destinations. It is because the Bandung area is surrounded by mountains. The existence of Mount Tangkuban Perahu, Bandung, is able to create more than one hot spring tourism spot, such as the famous hot spring baths, namely the Ciater Hot Spring. But now, there has been a hot spring bath which is not less beautiful in the tourism area of Lembang, Northern Bandung, namely the Nagrak Bathing Tour, or more often called Curug Cipanas Nagrak Kancah Bandung, West Java. Listener, Cipanas Nagrak Waterfall is a waterfall with warm sulfur source from Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Administratively, this waterfall is located in two villages, namely Nagrak Village, Lembang Subdistrict Sukajaya Village, and Kancah Village, Parongpong District. Curug Cipanas is a waterfall which is not too high. The splash of water forms a waterfall, and the pool below, which is dammed to be a hot spring bathing. This Cipanas Nagrak waterfall has turquoise water bathing. Listener, because of the sulfur content, the hot water at Curug Cipanas Nagrak is believed to be able to cure various skin diseases and also nourish the body. When bathing, you can put things safely in the luggage storage area. While bathing, you can also enjoy the beautiful scenery. You will feel the sensation of soaking in a comfortable hot pool in the middle of nature. At the area, you can also set up a tent and enjoy snacks made by local residents that can shake your tongue. Listener, if you are in Indonesia, West Java, Bandung, please take the time to visit Curug Cipanas Nagrak Kancah, which is about 17 kilometers from Bandung. Soaking in hot water will be able to relieve your fatigue. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa. tanpa kekasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, recently a new advanced fertilizer was discovered that could treat nematodes that is the enemy of farmers. The advanced fertilizer is named PRE4. The inventors are researchers at the University of Jember in East Java Province, led by Dr. Iis Nur Aisyah. PRE4 is a biofertilizer which acts as a nematode controller. This is the first fertilizer in Indonesia that has such a function. Besides able to control nematodes, this fertilizer has also proven to successfully fertilize plants and increase crop productivity. Nematodes are basically a type of very small worm that can land on various types of plants. According to Ika Mustika in the Conception and Control Strategy Report Parasitic Nematodes of Plantation Plants in Indonesia, published by the Plant Research Institute Species, Atutse Spices and Medicine, in Indonesia, there are 26 identified species of parasitic. There are four most dangerous nematode species, namely Meloidogyn, Pratylenchus, Rhodopholus, and Globodera. Furthermore, Ika Mustika also explained if the damage caused by nematodes had incurred big losses. The nematode Globodera rostochiensis, for example, has infected potato plants in West Java, Central Java, East Java, and North Sumatra, to cause the loss of potato yields by 32-71%, which is equivalent to 2 trillion rupiah. With the discovery of BRE4, of course, this is a new hope for Indonesian farmers, especially to reduce losses due to the presence of nematodes. Dr. Iis Nur Aisyah said the fertilizer, which is named BRE4, in addition to successfully controlling parasitic nematodes on plants, is successful in fertilizing plants, even increasing plant productivity. BRE4 has been in development for a long time, starting in 2010. At first, the aim of its development was to control nematodes, plant-destroying organisms that attack various crops. After going through a long process, BRE4 is finally successful, overcome nematode problems, and improve crop quality. The proof is the rice harvest planted with BRE4 fertilizer in Ringin Harjo Bantul District, Bantul Regency. The research team's findings noted that plants fed BRE4 fertilizer had an average of 27 seeds paddy. Meanwhile, rice that was not given BRE4 only had 12 to 15 grains of rice. Nematodes, 90% of the plants that land on the roots of plants are lost. In addition to rice plants, BRE4 fertilizer is also available tested on horticultural crops such as kichori, tomatoes, and chilies. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Your cover video to join the Senandung Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku bisik cintamu.
Teng stasiun balapan kau solo sing tadi kenangan kowe karo aku
Pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it. Exciting prizes await.
Bermain salju, mengendarai limousin, menjadi superstar, tur keliling dunia. Satu persatu ku tuliskan mimpiku, dari hal terkecil hingga yang paling mustahil. Namun apa artinya ku sabrangi samudra, bila itu tanpamu tak akan bermakna. Karena ku lihat lagi apa yang paling ku nanti, ternyata kencan pertama kita.
All I want, together in the rover till the break of dawn. Cruising down the area, snacking on some caviar. My heartbeat go da 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 dum dum.
Fever, it's getting hot in here. I need a heater. I'm running out of breath, it's just me.
My heartbeat go da 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 dum dum.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik by Risa Milen. The song Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik, which means I Find the Best Way, was composed and popularized by Pance Pondang. In 2009, the song was covered by Yuni Syara. This song narrates internal household problems in regard to husband and wife. They are married but do not love each other. It is not stated whether it is forced by their parents or for other reasons. In front of others, they appear to be a harmonious couple, but when they get together, they often fight each other. The husband is always looking for the best way to get out of the problems that entangle his marriage. Well, listener, here is the song by Risa Milen, entitled Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik. Happy listening!
sesungguhnya keterpaksaan saja. Senyum dan tawa hanya sekedar saja. Sempurnanya sandiwara berawal dari manisnya kasih sayang. Terhancur kita hanyut dan terbuang. Tiada penyesalan dan akhir mata.
Oh,
agar tiada penyesalan dan air mata. Agar tiada penyesalan dan air mata.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Janganlah tumpah
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.